Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Fins fans, join the Miami Dolphins in the fight against cancer with the 12th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer on Saturday, February 26th. Sign up to participate in this year's run, walk, or ride and raise funds with the DCC, which donates 100% of participant raised funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Find out how you can get involved, register today, and donate at DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. That's DolphinsChallengeCancer.com.
Man, we need your help. We've the end of next month, the run, walk, ride, so many different ways to get involved, and it's affected cancer, of course, has affected so many people that we've worked with and family members and everything else. If you'd like to get involved, we'd love to have you. We would, and we'll have a lot more information coming out on it as the big push is on, the season is over, and why we're looking for a head coach and trying to work on new relationships. We're also
do the right thing.
Do the right thing, man. That's it. This has nothing to do with the other.
No. We have one of the best places in the world in our backyard, Sylvester Cancer Center. I mean, it's literally in our backyard. We're very lucky to have it so close to us. A lot of people have to travel the country to get someplace like that. We have
some good cancer centers, but we do have
one of the best right here.
Just gets better and better and better. So
I'm excited we're running that weekend show back again, man. That's going to be fun. We had a good time with that last year. That was
great. And matter of fact, we're gonna talk to GM and see if we can't push a couple more hours out of her. I know that everything's expensive around here. See if we can't get her aboard for a couple more hours with the DCC.
Well, they got to pay your freight, so
Just so you know, smart ass, I don't get paid to come
he
in.
Brings here. Did you bring donuts in last year? Whatever it was.
Yeah, I brought it.
You were
he brought his. Was it you? No, it's Zach that brings the bad donuts, right?
Me?
Or was it you? I can't remember. One of you guys brought, like, the worst batch of donuts.
Look, man, if you have something to do and you can't make it, we'll already
are you complaining about free donuts?
Complaining.
I can't remember which one of you two brought, like, a dozen donuts, and it was, like, every one of the worst possible donuts you could bring.
Well, you get, like, the mixture, you know, unless you ask for them.
Only Woody at 8:02
you were, like,
in
load
morning.
Us up with the bad ones.
When was the last time Woody brought in donuts?
That would be never.
Right.
The DCC.
I'm trying to watch your guys' weight, though, in fairness.
Well, you watch your own and don't worry about ours. You're not exactly Mr. Tight Body in there. Mr. Baggy T-shirt guy.
Baggy T-shirt guy.
with the rest of us, man. Don't get too carried away. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. A lot of, and hopefully some good news over the next couple weeks with the Hall of Fame. And big fan of Reggie Wayne's and Andre Johnson and Devin Hester's a really good guy, and, of course, our guy Zach Thomas also. Those are four of the 15 finalists for this.
Already. Get Zach in. Enough.
I don't know if there's any one. Usually year one you go, that's a slam dunk.
Home run, right.
And I looked at that list, and I was like,
I think you're right. I don't think there's a guy on it. Normally it's like Peyton Manning in the class of 20, whatever it was, or Dan Marino in the class of this. Jared Allen, Willie Anderson, Rondé Barber, Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Devin Hester, Torrey Holt, Andre Johnson, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Reggie Wayne, Patrick Willis, and Bryant Young. That's your list. That's your finalist. There is not one guy on there that's like the Peyton Manning of the crew or the Deion Sanders of the crew. And it's crazy to say that. They're all good players, but there's not one shoo-in guy.
If you're a 15 finalist, you're a damn good player.
Absolutely.
And there is no question you'd love to have a ton of these guys.
DeMarcus Ware be that guy out of this class? Maybe. You said that big number before, would you say?
138 and a half sacks. But you just can't put all the sack guys in.
Okay.
Because Allen's in there, and he's right behind him in sacks.
Right, right.
Rondé Barber played forever and had 47 picks and 28 sacks with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the brother that ran the football. I'm talking about the brother that played in the defensive secondary.
Won a Super Bowl. Yep.
So I think there's a good chance a UM guy's going to get in, and I think there's a really good chance that Zach Thomas gets in this year.
This is Zach's year. Yep.
And I can hear Zach like, man, will you stop saying that if it doesn't happen and all that stuff. Armando Salguero is actually a guy that's got a vote here in South Florida, and his job is working on the Zach Thomas stuff again to in front of that group of guys. And listen, every city that's got somebody eligible is working on it right now to get it in. The nice story would be Andre Johnson getting in with the Texans, who haven't been around forever and haven't come close to winning at all or anything else. He just was one hell of a high first-round pick.
You want to hear this, by the way? You brought this up before, and I had to look it up just to see. Because obviously we know Reggie Wayne got caught passes from Peyton Manning. Okay, we know that. Torrey Holt had Kurt Warner, had some great quarterbacks. That's fine. Andre Johnson's quarterbacks. David Carr, Matt Schaub, Sage Rosenfels, Matt Leiner, T.J. Yates, and Case Keenum.
He had to get in just for that. He's even got the numbers he has.
And his numbers were right on par, if not better, than the other two guys, Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt, that are both the other wide receivers.
So the other guy. So that's what, if you're the Houston writer, and I don't know which guy it is there that's been part of the NFL, like Armando has been for a long time, but he stands up in that room and he goes, "Look it, I know you guys. Some of you guys have receivers, but look at their quarterbacks." And look at Andre Johnson, what he had to have.
Right. Yeah,
please,
it's amazing.
Please look at that, because that should matter on who this guy played with. Don't hold it against him. Look at these guys.
None
of them could start.
Matt Schaub, Sage Rosenfels, Case Keenum, T.J. Yates, and Matt
Leiter. I like Sage, too. My old
Sage's a nice
partner.
Guy. Oh, that's fine.
My old Sage.
But those are the six guys really that he caught balls from.
Yeah.
How much tougher do you think this gets in – I don't know, 5-10 years from now, all the numbers are going to be
for wide
higher.
Receivers,
receivers, running backs, quarterbacks. Like, the numbers are going to be through the roof.
Yes,
and
they
now,
are.
Not to mention, by the way, you're getting an extra game. Like, we saw, how many records did we see get broken in the last week of the season? Like, how do you do this moving forward? You can't compare guys like now to guys 10 years ago. And think about it, in 5 or 10 years from now, the numbers are going to be through the roof.
Well, think about the quarterbacks that will be eligible with their numbers coming up in the next decade or two.
You know what's crazy? So Mark and Mark are really good. That's what number one receivers, and I'm going way back, Clayton and Duper. As good as those guys were, they never came close to 100 catches in a season. We had a guy this year, had 100 catches.
Right.
His rookie year.
Right.
And – hey, you could see that happening for 9 or 10 yards. These guys take care of themselves. You know, medical field is much better than it used to be. The numbers, Woody's point is right. We're going to have a lot of guys with 1,000 catches.
Yep. Yes. All three. I mean, Torrey Holt's got 920. He's the lowest out of the three guys we just said. By the way, Duper's best year receptions, 71 for 1,306 yards.
Yeah.
Like, that was his best year. Catching the ball. I mean, you look at these numbers now, everyone's going to be inflated. Everyone.
Look at the numbers that put up there out in L.A.
Right. Cooper Kupp had a year this year that's like somebody's career.
I think I saw that he had almost 200 targets, just to give you an idea. 200 targets. That had to shatter the record.
I mean, I don't know what the record is.
What do you have, 190-something targets? And I'm like, 190 targets?
191.
We got guys begging for half that.
Right. Yep, 191 targets.
Crazy. Just
how about the amount of guys that had 150-plus targets? Talking about 10 or 12 guys.
Well, that's been around. Now you're starting to talk, even with 16 games, 10 targets a game.
But Cooper Kupp had 145 catches, 1,947 yards, and 16 touchdowns.
First ballot.
A ridiculous year.
First ballot.
Right. I mean,
if he does it 9 more times, yeah.
Right.
it's going to be, and by the way, for guys like Mark Clayton, they're going to look at his numbers, and he'll never get in because the numbers are literally, they're going to be double, not touchdowns, but their other stuff will be.
And it's not his fault.
Double.
He had a good career.
But they weren't throwing it around like they're doing. And he had to split time with a bunch of other guys getting the football too.
They also didn't have targets until 1992.
No, the target thing is a big part of this thing.
Clayton's best year, he had 86 catches. You know, you're right. You want to talk about guys that get 100 a year. Those two guys, the Marx brothers, who had great careers, neither guy had more than 86 in one year.
I don't care how many targets they had. That is what a pair of number one receivers look like. I don't care how you want to do 1A or 1B. They're a little different. One guy was one of the fastest guys in football. The other guy was one of the most athletic guys in football, but they both had – long catches and runs every damn game. They were breaking something out of a blitz breakoff or a guy would slip and they were gone. They jumped over people, ran by people. And you're kind of watching that. And a day before you talked about number one receivers and what they look like and all those things. But let me tell you, those guys, that's what number one, not 1A and 1B and 1C and 2D.
Those are both number ones.
Those were two dudes that were smaller guys that made it fun to come buy tickets and go watch those two play.
No running backs, no quarterbacks on this final 15 list.
Wow.
I just looked at that and noticed that. I was like, God, what position's not that, on here?
Well, listen, man, good luck to all those guys and see what happens and how the voting goes. And by the way, the baseball's right behind it too. That's coming up.
Get ready for the steroid talk.
But I don't even know how you know who. We know A-Rod, who's first year, and A-Rod's got busted twice and said, yes, I got busted. You caught me not once but twice. I'm dying to see what percentage of votes he gets because of his popularity and the way he's turned around.
With the media, too.
His image, and he's got shows, and Fox uses them for baseball, and ESPN uses them, and they're talking about doing the Manning cam with him before the games with – the entertainment and all that stuff. And then this is the last year, I believe, for Clemens and Bonds and some of those guys. The last year they're eligible. What'd they get, 61% of the votes? Something.
75 gets you in, right?
75% gets you in.
They make it? Last year of eligibility?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
This is going to be the situation where they're going to wait till these guys probably pass away before they get in, if that.
No, they'll get in. I think, look, the numbers are going up. They will get in, but they're going to have to do it through the committee of
the senior committee.
Senior committee of things. But, yeah, it's a tough one. Listen, if we're just to go by numbers, McGuire. I mean,
right.
So we can go through a list of people that have, if they were clean numbers – and I don't know. I'm burned out on the steroid stuff, too. It does get old every year after this.
But you're telling me Clemens and Bonds and McGuire probably wouldn't be first ballot Hall of Famers if they didn't have all this behind them? They'd be first ballot Hall of Famers. First year of eligibility, they're in.
Barry Bonds has put up some of the greatest numbers in the history of the game. The problem for him, he did a lot of his damage at age 35 and older.
Right. He's 41.
And by the way, it wasn't by coincidence that McGuire and Sosa are going back and forth in the following year. He starts hitting like 350 home runs. And by the way, they're halfway out in the ocean. Right. They're halfway out in the Pacific Ocean, man.
The best seat.
They
in
went
the house.
Past McCovey Cove. They were way out there.
The kayak, right.
So I don't know what they're going to do with that mess. And it just becomes the old school guys aren't going to let them in. The new school, like, let it go. And they're trying to figure out maybe when Bonds started doing steroids because he was really good before. He was really good. Now, he would have never put up those home run numbers.
No, but he still would have been one of the better players we've ever seen in our generation.
And Roger Clemens as a pitcher was unbelievable. Two of the great jerkballs of all time, but that's not what this is supposed to be about.
No.
But two of the greatest jerks in the history of professional sports will go with Clemens and Bonds. To be fair, one white guy and one black guy, equally – two of the great jackoffs in the history of covering sports.
Last year of eligibility. God, that's going to be the conversation. You just, between A-Rod and that, whoo,
And then you got a guy that basically just rips the riders and was a little political that should be in too.
Doesn't want his name on the ballot anymore.
Saying, I don't want you guys to vote for
me. Right, don't vote for me.
They might now. They might make him mad by voting for him to put him in. He said not to vote.
Well, maybe the reverse psychology
and got in right. there for him.
Something you got to use on your wife.
Anyway, yeah, the whole thing is going to be for the Hall of Fame with baseball and football coming up here to see who's going to get in and see if how many of these writers are going to change their mind about these guys. I don't think Sosa's even close right now, but it really gets down to McGuire. Excuse me, not even McGuire.
Bonds and Clemens.
McGuire's still hiding, too.
Right.
But
McGuire's at least out there a little bit. He's hiding, but not really.
Let me just ask you, if all those guys just came clean, and I know A-Rod kind of came clean. I mean, he got busted twice, but we don't know how long he did it for. We don't. Alex is never going to tell everybody how many years he did steroids. He's just not. We know the two biggest bust, Balco and the one out here.
Biogenesis, right?
He was... I'm talking about Bonds did one and A-Rod did the other, but he got popped. But if these guys were to come completely clean and go, look it, name's Joe Rose and I hit 650 home runs, hit 300 for my career, just put up stupid, gaudy RBI, batting average numbers and everything else. I did steroids for 7 of my 18 years and I'm just coming clean because I – would people forgive? We forgive a lot.
I know. I think there's been so much denial that I don't know if
I think A-Rod's going to get in before those other guys get in.
I do, too.
Just because, whether he was for it. Now, look, they just flat out had evidence like he couldn't hide. Like, all right, I'm busted.
You know, this story really needs to go away.
You say this every year.
I've been working with Joe for like a decade now, and every time – We start talking about this. It's like, do the steroid guys get in?
But now it's even worse because A-Rod.
It's like, just go away. Like, either say, no, none of them are getting in, or let them all in, or make a decision.
Some of them that have done it have beat it. Like Pudge Rodriguez. Ain't nobody in South Florida going to tell me Pudge Rodriguez.
Did he get caught?
I mean, he did lose 80 pounds in an offseason.
He stopped eating McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it McDonald's
or
guy?
Whoppers? I think it might have been Whoppers.
People lose weight and gain.
Yeah.
I'll just say this. If you played for the Texas Rangers there for a few years, you were doing, yeah. They're all on the same steroid program.
Right.
Go back and look at those guys. Mm. They're all built like middle linebackers when they were playing there.
That sport has a little bit of a PR problem going on with it right now. Like, it's just another bad story that they have every offseason to deal with.
I don't know. I don't know what
aren't
the
they in a lockout
is.
Right now anyway?
Yeah, but I don't know what the answer is as the – the Hall of Fame goes. I honestly,
it's a shame if we miss the season.
As an old guy, and well, listen,
Pudge got him first ballot too. By the way,
look at
just threw that out there just to jab.
No,
I'm sorry.
Because you don't watch baseball and you don't like baseball, so that's fine. But once, whatever we talk about, you just got to go to the point of ruining whatever we're talking about. You really do.
That's Hollywood.
Like now, you're gonna say, I think it killed him when I told him more people watch the World Series than watch the NBA Finals.
Oh, no, that's baffling.
Like, that can't be. There's no way. Must have made that number up. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah. Randy Mueller. Is,
I closed my eyes. I don't know who
Randy's
it was.
Randy's going to join us. Come up, former general manager. We're going to wake him up. I believe he lives out in Seattle. I know he's on the West Coast. We're going to wake him up. Not to stir anything up today because we don't do that.
No.
Just talk a little bit about some head coaches and GMs. And by the way, I didn't forget about Omar's article in the Sun Sentinel. I'm just curious. If you get a chance, like we're going to break right now, but I would love to know because I think Omar's article was really, really good on the survivor plan of Chris Greer. How did he survive again? It's pretty much the article. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that breaks down that Omar went through. It was very well done. Omar really hit the jackpot on this one. I really liked the article. I thought it was really good.
Very good. Very well detailed.
And it's not. It doesn't come across as personal. No. Because look at Omar and get mad, and he and Coach Flores weren't going to be breaking bread
buddies,
anytime
soon.
There was no way they were going to go have dinner anywhere while Coach is in town.
Yeah, but Omar won the war. Like, he may have lost a few battles along the way, but he ultimately won, right?
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean?
He's still standing.
Well, most of the writers' careers last longer than the coaches. Hate to break that.
Well, Jordan Phillips is gone. You win. Grant's
What's
gone.
Wrong with you today, man?
You just today?
He lives to battle another coach now.
Omar wasn't going anywhere. Hell, Omar had both papers going after him.
Big free agent right there.
Turned down the Herald Sun Sentinel. Sun Sentinel. They all of a sudden found some money at that Sun Sentinel for Omar. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Love talking about the SUV family, especially those brand new, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans or used. Boy, I'll tell you what, they got a new look and more space. That's a great way to start. If we're going to talk about having a big SUV, one thing about my Tahoe, I don't have to worry about not fitting at 6'4". And I got to tell you, I say the same thing to everybody. If you want to be comfortable and you want your family to be comfortable, the big, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans are a great way to go. Our midsize SUV, the new Traverse, not bad either. Plenty of space and a fantastic look. And then our smaller SUVs, that new Trailblazer, one of the hottest small SUVs in the business, the Blazers and Equinox. Listen, everybody's got their favorites, but I will tell you, whether it's a Silverado truck, man, if we don't have the truck, then they don't make them for your lifestyle. I'm telling you, strong, durable. Whether you're working out of that truck or you need a family truck, we got the perfect truck for you. Corvettes and Camaro, wanted to get a little sexy in there as well. Whatever it is, spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you haven't been there for a while, these really are the best overall products we've ever had. Been a Chevy guy for a long time, and we got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today, matter of fact, at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know if I'm going to touch that one or not, fellas.
You sure?
You want Steph to come in there? And
I'm trying to think. Is this the end of the... Could this be the end?
Just do it delicately.
Okay.
Okay, I want to hear this.
So we bought some new chairs in here with the new place, and so Not sure how to do this.
Well, there's some chairs that are smaller and larger than others.
So anyway, but the chairs originally came in. I don't know what the weight on them was, but there's a guy that smashed one. It just broke.
Broke the
it's
chair.
It's just down. Okay. I mean, it's the back's out of it. The bottom's out of it. It's just
broken.
Blown out. So, right. So they went out without making a big deal about it. Great folks that work here, Steph and those guys, went out and bought a chair. And you can buy chairs that will handle extra weight.
Right.
Like big boy weight.
Right.
And I'm not, say, 400 or 500, but a lot.
Right.
And the damn guy blew that chair out.
Oof.
So I don't know. And again, this falls under, and I know it, by the way, it falls under fat shaming. And that's the last thing we want to do in
correct.
Here is
that's not us.
Affect anybody.
But this is a strange situation because we're talking about like bent steel here.
So now you're trying to be funny.
No.
You're but
I'm not trying to be funny.
Why are you
like,
laughing?
You look at the chair bent like there's actually steel. Like.
So now, so the guy still works here, yeah. And nobody knows how to handle this situation.
Right.
Except he's breaking all these chairs.
Correct.
And some have said, should he have to fix the chair? And others, like, how do we say something to him? Because you can't, you know, wait, you know.
Right. It's
we run commercials.
Subject, right.
What's that thing we do in the morning? We run those right. commercials.
Weight bias. That's it, yeah.
Better known
it's
as.
Been a big problem with you in the past. That's why we run those spots.
Right. Fat shaming.
So.
Steph says it's the same steel they use to make battleships.
Well, that's not funny, Steph. That's very hurtful. you're such a bad guy. So guys joke about this, and there's one heavy person out there doesn't find it funny that calls
right,
the boss,
right,
and
right.
It's not so funny.
Wow.
But I don't know what to do about this broken in the corner chair. Wow. That everybody goes, no, I know, we broke another one. What do you do? You can't lose your – it's a tough situation, and I am not going around it today. I am not touching it. What's the guy's name? No, I'm just joking. Do not care about
no
that.
No way.
That's not funny.
Eh.
And by the way, it's not funny, but I don't know what to do.
I mean.
Because Steph comes in here and goes, we got another chair broken. I don't know.
It's the bigger chair. Like
the big guy,
right.
The extra weight chair.
Right.
It's a tough situation.
We're like a house account at Office Depot. We just call them up, send another one.
Well, what else are you going to do?
You got to get a chair.
Ask the guy to stand the whole time he's here?
You can't do that.
You got to make it as comfortable as possible for him, too.
I mean, yeah.
Since there's only like three guys can work the board
right,
here.
That's another great point.
So shorthanded.
It's not like we have 20 guys back there.
Because
we're going to train you up soon.
The other guy's running hiding. Haven't seen him in like 7.5 months. Hey, anyway, we've got a bunch of other stuff to get to here this morning.
That was a lot of shots, by the way, in a very short period of time.
I like the battleships one. That was my favorite.
That was all Steph.
Make sure you get Steph's name. Oh, he's laughing back there.
Right, that was him laughing.
That was
Steph,
good.
Right.
That's fun. Everybody
welcome
wants come
to
come on
show,
be a comedian.
Steph, right.
Make sure that you're in on this, too, when we get called to principal's office together for equal fat shaming between four guys.
Steph said he's a big guy. He's like part of the community, so he's allowed to say
whatever
he wants.
Oh, so if you're a little
bit
what right. weight do you have to be at to have a little laugh about this?
Got to be 250 plus to be in this club, right?
Oh, so, Joe, you're in.
I'm right at that, yes.
Joe's teetering.
Teetering.
He's teetering.
Trying to get under that.
I don't know. He does a couple more laps. He's going to be under.
Trying to do it. By the way, did you guys see this Denver Broncos story? I was going to bring it up earlier this morning. So I guess the family, it's kind of a Robbie situation. The family can't get along. They're going to sell it. The Denver Broncos are being sold. What a great NFL market. A great. There is no number two in that market.
Who else? Who else is out there? You're talking about the baseball.
There is only a one, and it is the Denver Broncos. So anyway, the Forbes value comes in at $3.75 billion. They said the bids will go over $4 billion. And two groups that are already trying to get – and by the way, we're not going to be surprised by either one. Peyton Manning, which I think we all thought wanted to own his own team and probably be the president of the team. And John Elway has another group. And John Elway, Peyton's got a lot of money, but John Elway sold his car dealerships and made a ton of money. And they said they both have groups in place to buy it.
They got to get $1.2 billion worth of investors to own the majority of the team. That's the NFL rule. 30% of the team would be majority. So they got to get $1.2 million up to buy, and then they own the majority.
But so the NFL's got to approve it.
Right.
Who do they go with? Who's the more popular guy if they pull what they did down here with the Marlins, giving it to Derek Jeter?
Right.
Because it's kind of that situation.
Oh, Elway and Manning.
Derek Jeter's not involved. They don't have that base. That's the Moss family.
Right.
Owns that baseball team right now if it's not for Derek Jeter.
Yeah, they wouldn't just sell
it. Wasn't Derek Jeter's money.
No. What did he put in? $15 million or whatever it was?
He's getting it all back. I think it's finally all back this year. Is the.
Yeah, but if the NFL has a chance to sell this Broncos team to a group led by Elway and Manning, I think that's top of the list priority.
But if they have to go, everything being equal, with the partners and, you know, plenty of money and all that stuff, which I'm guessing they both have, you got to figure Peyton Manning and John Elway are pretty well connected through all these years. Who's the golden boy between those two?
Oh, if they both have their own?
They both have their own groups.
Yeah.
It's not – they're not working together.
Right.
So John Elway, age 60, same age as Danny, 61. And then there's Peyton Manning, who is the hottest, young, coolest retired guy there is. I am dying to see when they all stand up and they look at everything knowing somebody's not going to be happy. One of our great Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And Elway brought Peyton Manning in.
Right. I'll be honest. I think it's Elway because it's Denver. I think that Peyton Manning right now is the sexier name out there.
John Elway, though.
But John Elway's
been running things.
Right. Oh, no, it's not great.
And has not
said,
been able can't find to a find quarterback. Right. He's got a little bit of the same problem we have.
We're talking about ownership, not
hasn't he picked like
president.
Eight of them, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he's missed on so many.
Yeah, yes. I think John Elway, if the two of them were in a you-know-what contest, getting their groups together and the NFL had to choose, I think you stick with Elway with Denver because of that.
Peyton Manning has more money.
Yeah, but Elway.
Whatever that's worth.
No, but Elway and Manning.
$250 it says.
But like Joe said, if Elway is on one side.
I think John Elway sold. Did you see what he's worth?
$140
Oh.
Yeah, chump change, bro.
Car dealerships through the. Sold all those car dealerships.
Right. But Elway and Manning are both going to have people around them. So it's really going to be the Elway group versus the Manning group. And you're talking about the Denver Broncos. I think if the NFL looks into that, they have to do it to Elway. I think they can't give it to Peyton.
I just think the whole thing, the fact that a team's actually up for sale.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is kind of weird because usually these families have it in a situation now. They like somebody on deck, and we've got the same situation. Bruce is on deck for Mr. Ross. They want somebody to be in place so they don't have to go through these fights and the problems that apparently some of the families have. And from the owners of the Denver Broncos family, we had that once upon a time down here as well, and I think the NFL just said, hey, man, all right, you're a billionaire. Find another billionaire that's going to take over the team. And
we'll vet him, and then we'll let him have
it. And we'll get this thing rolling. So that's, God, the amount of money, though, $4 billion probably to buy this team. Then it really comes down to the other owners and who they want to have meetings with and break bread with and who's going to run it and which person are they going to deal with and who do they want to let into that very private club. But you know what? Half those teams could be up for sale right now. They could sell them in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
With the
$4 billion seems pretty reasonable, especially with like gambling kind of really around the corner. And you could probably do pretty well
if
you buy for $4
billion. They can go over the value of the team right now knowing that they're still –
a lot
another financial resource ready to hit here.
And now the amount of bidders on these TV rights, you got Amazon getting involved, like be a lot of money.
Yep.
A Denver Bronco. And if you've ever been out there, lived out there, you know how big the Denver Broncos. By the way, their teams all are, I think they do pretty well as far as fan base, but that Bronco thing has been around for a while, man. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning.
God, remember when we not laughed, but we were like, wow, $1.1 billion for the Dolphins. That's a lot. I can't believe someone's going to pay that. Stephen Ross, $1.1 billion.
Stephen Ross paid that. It was the first time we'd seen over $1 billion in North America paid for a team. And we thought, what is he? He just way overpaid. Now he's got the last laugh.
Right. Well, considering the fact that in the article, majority of the franchise right now would be 30%. That's $1.2 billion for 30% of the team. He paid $1.1 for the entire franchise.
Well, they want to make sure if you're getting in and you're going to do this thing.
You got plenty of cash.
That you got a lot extra money because sometimes new contracts, you got to pay a bunch of it up front. Can you write a check for $60 million to a player?
Right.
A lot of cash.
Well, buying the team was the easy part. Now you just got to find a quarterback.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Right.
God, Woody. Woody, you're right. Right. So all these guys are going, I can build companies. I can do this. I can do that. I remember Wayne Huizenga taking me to this back room to talk to me. He said, I'm so frustrated, not just with coach, but I not been able to find a quarterback. There's got to be another Marino out there. It wasn't just and you're like,
monsters in their industry but can't get it together as owners of a team.
So they've all built these fantastic companies up,
right,
and they're all sitting there frustrated that they can't
find their guy, their quarterback.
And how frustrating
it is.
We try all these different things. We try to come up with these creative ways and to find it. It can't be that hard. Is there somebody we like? Yeah, we got it. And they put all these guys because they're a little afraid because they don't know. They know they love football, but they really don't know football, and it scares them. So they hire these people like Chris Greer. And they go, Chris Greer's of the world. Help us find a quarterback. And he should say, I can't. I don't know how to do it either.
What about an offensive line?
I can't.
How about a good running game?
Oh, it's all tied together.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Sit here and keep doing the whole shtick.
It's getting funny for a second.
All right, we've got to go to a quick break here while we're doing it. It's got to be one of the most frustrating things, and Wayne Huizenga was the first guy to share his frustration. Meanwhile, the Robbie family comes in and has Greasy and Marino.
Sometimes you get lucky. It's like, hey, sometimes you get lucky. Think about, I don't know.
Well, Grease was a high pick at Purdue.
Fine.
But Danny, he was down there at the bottom of the first round.
He fell.
We kind of didn't know. Like, if the truth be known, like Coach Shula, he could come back. Hey, Coach, be honest. You took Marino, but you were wondering, too, why all those quarterbacks went ahead of him and what was wrong because your eyes were telling you, this guy's going to be really good in the NFL. Why is all these other dudes from schools I've never heard of? We don't even scout UC Davis.
Right.
The hell of them going.
Who are your DBs on that team that year before Marino got drafted? That Daryl Green could have been someone that you might have picked. He was the next pick after Danny. Could have changed the history of that franchise, too.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a DB.
No.
Not a quarterback. We got Woodley.
Listen, that whole draft class, go back and look at that draft class. In the first round, Marino's class is one of the greatest first-round draft classes in the history.
Oh, it's a way to build a team. Have a good draft class.
No, I'm talking about all the first-round picks.
I'm just saying in general.
All right, let's go to break here, man. Here, you keep going, and you're messing me up here, stirring it up, trying to get me going this morning. You can't do it. I get stirred up talking about a guy named Jonathan Rodriguez. I'm talking about the owner, he and his family of ASP. Not just roofing contractors, but Impact Windows and Doors. And I want to talk about those Impact Windows and Doors. It's a big decision, and a lot of people are going through the process right now. Let me see. It's a lot of money. Let's be honest. It's expensive, and it's about protecting your home. The most important thing you have, protect your home. Hurricanes are only going to get worse with everything that's going on out there. It's just a matter of time. South Florida is going to get hit with one. That's just a fact. Well, Jonathan Rodriguez and his family have been around a long time here in South Florida. And it seems to me that if you're going to spend that kind of money, you'd want to go see the showroom and find out the difference in all these companies. There's a bunch of companies out there doing it, but there's only one ASP for you, man. An amazing showroom located at 3400 Northwest 114th Avenue in Doral. Not too far off the turnpike if you're coming in from the backside there, man. You're going to be blown away when you see everything that's set up. Listen, if somebody's going to have that nice a showroom and show you everything they're doing, all the different styles of Impact windows and door combinations, they custom design stuff, they do the permits and installation and everything. One goal, man, protect you and your family. ASP quality is what we like to call it. They're really good at it. everything they touch, feel, and see, man. You can see it for yourself and talk and get to know the family. Make you feel a lot better before you hire them to come out and do it. Listen, they're doing great work. I really recommend if you're making this kind of investment, know the company a little bit. Get to know ASP. Jonathan Rodriguez and his family are fantastic. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. Listen, they've been around for a long time, and they're ready to take good care of you today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we are in day 4 and slowly, slowly getting away from...
Are we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're slowly getting away from it, but it's going to pick back up.
But there's nothing else to be said. I mean, now it's find a head coach.
Right.
And who's going to be the head coach, and how do you fix... The thing's broken between the GM and head coach.
Yes.
It's broken.
Yep.
It has been broken. This is not the first time it's broken. So the question is going to be, we get a new head coach and find out what his philosophy, and I guess we ask him, hey, by the way, if you have success next year, are you going to ask for a lot more power, or are you going to just stay the same? Oh, no, because you're going to get up there going, oh, we're working together. It's important that we all get along and we're all on the same page, and we're all going to sit back in the meeting and go, we've heard this before. Somebody ended up out the door. So we've heard this. It's
natural instinct, though, right, for one of these coaches to come in, take the job, overexceed what their expectations, and say at that point, look what we did. I want a little bit more say in this and say in that. Like, it's something that happens in the NFL a lot, I'm assuming, right?
I think these guys, most of those guys on that list, first of all, I don't think anybody's going to turn down the Dolphins job.
No, either do I.
For people go, oh, I don't know who would be interested in that job. There's only 32 of them. They're 5-year contracts for $5 to $6 million a year. I don't know. They're guaranteed. You can do the math on that between the $25 and $30 million guaranteed money you get if you never want to coach again. Ask Adam Gase. Yep. Ask some other guys. Still collecting off 2 places.
Must be nice.
So that's why you get a chance to get one of these jobs.
Take it.
And it's it's your ultimate goals to be run your own program if you've been an assistant and things that you want to do and stuff. But so we're waiting on that, and there will be good questions asked. The writers they're on top of this thing. And the other thing's not changing. There's not much to say. The team's already come out and said, Chris Greer's got a job. He's staying with us. We don't think he's the problem. So people are throwing out stuff that is a problem that he is responsible for. And so we'll slowly dial. He's got a lot of free agent money.
Yep, he does.
Which, by the way, Omar does a great job of bringing up the free agent class this past year.
Right.
Led by Will Fuller. Not very good.
Right.
Not very good. So
in the last 2 years, really. I mean, think about it.
We go through that. And so there's not much to say. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to change, though? Is Chris Greer going to make some changes? It's a great article, by the way. I know I've said it, if you've been listening all morning, you said, Joe, you said it probably 10 times now, but really good work by Omar. Just a little different take than everybody else had, but it's reality. It's reality. And so...
Well, it's where this franchise
is. But it's
going to
slow down. This topic is going to slow down. Now, the confidence of Chris Greer is not going to slow down till he fixes the offensive line
and
the quarterback play.
That was his job. He took over the rebuild as the guy in charge.
Don't be surprised if this team, after hiring a coach, doesn't come out and say Tua Tagovailoa is our quarterback.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No, can't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
They're going to make a run at Deshaun Watson, are they not?
I am telling you, I think they are, but okay, I don't know for sure.
But you can't screw around anymore. Like, you can't say Tua is our guy and go after Watson again.
Well, the new coach is going to have to come in, and that's going to be the first thing he's asked about. Whoever it is, offensive
that's true.
Or
by the way,
guy.
Coach is going to sit at a podium
first
after
question.
He's announced. And,
first
and,
question,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, not maybe second. The relationship with the GM, because that's reality.
The hot topic. All right, so knock that out.
Do
of
you
the
guys
way.
Get along after your right. first day?
Right. Well,
can you guys act like two damn grown-ups and get along right. and not go run into the principal?
Okay. Now that answer's out, the next person, the next reporter is going to come up and ask about the quarterback position.
But you wouldn't be surprised, because when you're going through this interview thing that's going to be taking place for. It may get up to 9 or 10 bodies by the time we're done.
Now it's six now, right?
Offensive and defensive coordinators for the Bills, who have owned us. One team that has owned us is the Bills. So they're going to have that. And that question, like, hey, before we're going to hire you, we like what you said, and we're all on the same page. It was important here. And then they have to say, before you face the media, how do you feel about Tua,
right?
Which, by the way, every guy that's got a chance to come down and interview has got to have a feeling one way or the other on Tua Tagovailoa.
Of course.
But I would not be surprised if somebody asked me, and I was asked yesterday, I said I wouldn't be surprised if we come back and our take isn't we're going to build around this thing, we're going to coach it better, we're going to do better work with it, and we're going to go with Tua Tagovailoa and see, we believe he's still got another couple of steps that he can take up the ladder. Or up the elevator.
Right. To get better?
To get better.
That to me kills the attractiveness of this job. It really does.
There's no – you
because
need to stop.
And I know you want to talk about money and whatever, but a lot of people are not going to want to take a job where they're going to be set up to fail.
The dumbest thing you've ever said.
Okay, just because of money.
Want to go through those names?
But just in the name of money, Joe, I think there's going to be candidates that will look at this job and see, all right, I got to come in here and I got to work with this guy, and I'm going to get fired in 2 years.
This
thing's going to go sideways.
I disagree.
I think it's a head coaching job, and someone's
you know you want to look at how many
no,
of those guys on that
it.
List.
Of course, someone will take it, but
yeah,
I just you
well, you just said they
the
wouldn't
top.
Take it.
You want to talk about the top young
Wait
candidates,
a second.
Joe?
You just said which way are you? Now I'm not sure which way you are.
I think that it makes the job less attractive, significantly less attractive. If
What's
you go
mean?
In and they say Tua's staying, he's your guy. You have to figure it out with him.
No. They will ask him, and he's got to make a decision. How honest do I want to be? Because it looks like they like me if I give them the right answer.
Right.
Or maybe they're going to go, we want you to be brutally honest. What do you think of
– What's
of
your assessment of Tua right now?
Yeah. You've seen him. If you're case of the Bills, you've seen him up close.
Right.
And those guys got to be honest. And what would be your backup plan if it's not Tua? But I just, again, would not be surprised if the team comes out as a group and says Tua is our quarterback going forward.
I think it's
going
to happen immediately. I think it's going to happen immediately.
I mean, maybe.
I think the minute they either hire the new – the minute the new coach gets hired, it's going to be asked and it's going to be said right there.
The ghost,
Tua's our quarterback going forward.
The ghost is still out there, though. The ghost, Deshaun Watson,
of course
is still
it
out
is.
There.
But nothing's changed in his circumstances. It's not like we're closer to an end.
Everybody said everything will be taken care of here in the next couple of months.
Right. I heard that a couple of months ago.
No. I'm telling you, the team has said, and everybody's doing their homework, says it's a couple of months, and there will be closure to a lot of this, and then we'll find out what the league wants to do to them.
There's a part B to that.
But this thing's not going to drag through another football season. It's now he's getting into big money.
Well, yeah, now it's not the $10 million with the year contract.
Now it goes to 35.
Now it's 35, right.
It jumps up. We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Yes, Woody, go ahead.
Really quick for the texter, asking if there's a link to Omar's article for non-Sun Sentinel subscribers. We would ask that you subscribe to the Sun Sentinel. Local journalism is very important.
Yeah, support local
journalism. So support the Sun Sentinel.
Can you put his article up?
No.
Oh.
We could put
the link
up.
I mean, you can put the link. Like, just go on the Sun Sentinel website and subscribe. It's cheap.
Right.
Support local journalists.
Get a good deal on it.
Yeah. We like to help out around here.
Do you pay for the service every month? I pay.
I don't know if I do, actually. I was thinking about that.
I pay for all of them. It's only a couple bucks.
Yeah, I actually do. So I have them, and I have the Herald, and I have a handful of monthly things that hit my card every month. But
by the way, I got a call one day from the Sun Sentinel, and they asked me, would you like the Sunday paper? And I went, yeah, I like the Sunday paper.
Yeah, I miss the Sunday paper.
And it's old school. I look around at the age, and you can tell by my neighbors who's a little bit older and who's younger.
Do a lot of papers get delivered in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't checked everybody out in my very private neighborhood.
No, I know. But
I only know about 10 neighbors out of the 50.
That's good.
One of them's Leroy.
Okay, so.
All right.
How many monthly subscriptions would you say you have between TV and internet and whatever?
Oof.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot.
I got to be close to double digits.
Yeah, minus.
It's getting bad.
Yep.
All right.
Isn't the paper like $1 a month or something, though?
Yeah, it's not much at
all. Paper's not.
I mean, the digital
anyway,
version, so.
I'm just teasing.
Texter wants to know if we have a coupon code.
Give them Zach's. Give them Zach's. I don't want everybody on mine. Then I'll be getting calls. All right, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.